The word today is famine. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Paul Schrader. Around the world, many are starving, and even in America, there are homeless people who go hungry. Famine can also be spiritual, and it is the job of God's people to care for those who are hungry by feeding their bodies and their souls. Here with more on this problem is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Famine.
Last week, I mentioned on our program, while we were talking about loneliness and how severe loneliness can be, there is a physical loneliness that can affect us and trouble us, but there is above all a spiritual loneliness where we feel separated from God, where we're not full of joy and life and happiness. And we discussed that in the hopes that by now, certainly 1 week later, I hope you have made some Christian friends. I hope that you're in a prayer group. I hope you're in a Bible study group. And above all, I hope you're in daily prayer with Jesus, that he is becoming your friend, that he is with you on a daily basis, and that you're no longer feeling lonely. I'd like to take another one of the concerns, the complexities of life, which is famine. Famine, what a great burden famine can be. You know, there are places throughout this world, and some of those places are listening to my voice right now. There are places in Africa. There are places, literally, we shouldn't just single out one continent or one country. We ought to be aware that there's famine all over the world at times. And even when a country has a great deal of food, that doesn't mean that everyone there is nourished and well-fed. There are certainly a lot of people that are homeless, a lot of people that don't get, you know, nutritious meals, and as a result are feeling the pangs of hunger. When we talk about these physical concerns, we know that our God is a personal and a loving God, and that he wants to help in any type of need. He wants to give us food. He wants us to grow crops. He wants us to have neighbors and friends that are able to come if we're out of work and we're needy, we can't buy the food we need. He wants us to be in a fellowship somewhere with a church or a community of believers that can prepare food for us. I know that our congregation in Milwaukee sends food on a regular basis, not just every once in a while, but on a regular basis, I'd say at least every month. At least every 5 or 6 weeks, we take hundreds of pounds of food to the food pantries and to the places where they can get food, the rescue mission, places where meals are served. And so it's not merely a physical thing that we're trying to solve. It's also a spiritual thing. We know that there are spiritual famines also, where the word of God is not being listened to on a regular basis. There are some countries in the world, listen to what I'm going to say, there are some countries in the world that ban the Christian gospel. They don't want people to hear about Jesus. They don't want people to have the forgiveness of sins and the love which Christ can show them. And so they will not give permission for people to share the Bible or to read the Bible. We hope if you're in a country like that where there's a famine for the Word of God, that you're hearing this by shortwave or some other means, that in some way you are getting the message through to you that you have a loving God that does love you and does want to feed you. He wants to feed you in a supernatural way, so that you will have new joy and new life and a new spiritual life. While talking about this, I know that there are many that listen to these programs over the air that are shut-ins, that are in nursing homes, that are in their own home perhaps, but unable to get out. And maybe visitors from the church come to give you communion. I hope that they do that because that's the way you can receive the Lord's Supper, his body and blood, through Holy Communion, and I hope you're taking advantage of that. I think the first thing we have to be aware of is that the problem exists. And when we talk about famine, it may be a little hard for us to understand. Here in America, we seem to have so much, and so many of us go out to eat. You know, we even run out at times during the day, during noon or in the afternoon. And in that process, seem to get plenty of food for our body, maybe even too much that we're overweight. That's one of my problems throughout my life. I've been an overeater, and as a result, have way too much fat on my body. I intend again, every time we start a new year, every time we start over again, whether it be a new part of our life or that we've just moved or in some other way that we've tried to make a New Year's resolution and said, I'm not going to eat as much. At least I'm not going to eat the wrong things, which of course adds the fat just that much easier. Now, just suppose that you could clearly analyze the world around you and take a look at all the famines that exist. One would be food. Another would be spiritual famine. Maybe you see the loneliness that we talked about last week. Maybe you hear a husband and wife yelling at each other. Maybe a child is fearfully hiding in a corner because they're being threatened that they're going to be hit. Maybe a prostitute is strolling down the street and you see a greedy person. Maybe if you could look behind the scenes, you could see them cheating on their income tax. Maybe there's a jealous woman cutting down another person by talking about them behind their back. Maybe you hear someone cursing and swearing. You know, that can even happen on the news media right now. I saw the other day on a news broadcast coming out of Chicago, some person was cursing and swearing, and it went right on across the air. Sometimes they bleeped the words and sometimes they didn't. What about somebody gossiping and rumors? What about all the abortions that are taking place? What about the ridicule? What about, you know, you could go on and on and on and mention the famines that exist for good choices, not only of eating food, but also of picking friends, worshiping with Christ, having a day-by-day relationship with Him. Now, one of the things that God wants for His people is that they will have plenty sufficient for their lives. Now, I believe one of the most beautiful things that the Christian can look forward to is helping someone who needs food. I encourage you, take some casserole, take some baked pie or something like this to that lonely shut-in, to that person that never has any friends that seem to be around, and spend a half hour with them and talk with them. It means so much for them to have someone to discuss the events of the day. Maybe they're puzzled by all the news that they hear, and maybe they're troubled because all their family have preceded them to heaven and they're all alone now. Well, I just am trying to encourage us as the children of God that we make things available, ourselves, our time, our energy, our help, in some way step in and let them know that they have a friend. There was a prayer book written many, many years ago by Michael Quest, Quoist. He was a Roman Catholic priest. I loved that prayer book, and I remember one of the prayers that he had in it. He said, "Oh Jesus, will you treat us like we are a fence, just as though we are a fence?" Now, a fence usually has a lot of holes in it, of course. And then there's four pieces of wire that on the corners kind of hold this hole together. You know, it's a weird kind of a picture, but if you can picture a fence with a hole in it, and then the wires go four ways, like a square around that hole. And those wires are like our hands holding on to each other, that we take a person that seems to be in a hole, no one's helping them, no one is giving them encouragement, no one's giving them food, and we and other Christians kind of join hands around them in a fence of love, so to speak, to encourage them. And we hold our hands together while we're praying, and we encourage them to seek new friendship, to seek new help. Maybe they need medical help. Maybe they need pills. Maybe they need someone just to have a concern in them, just to talk to them. So this personalized love that Jesus showed to everyone while he was here on earth, he not only showed it to his immediate group of disciples that traveled with him, but he showed it to anyone that he came into touch with, anyone that was troubled. You remember how he spoke to the troubled disciples when they were on the way back to their little town known as Emmaus, how they were going home and they were disturbed because they thought that their Savior, Jesus Christ, had died. He had died on the cross, and they were troubled. Now what does this all mean? They had lost their faith for the moment in the fact that Jesus Christ was going to rise from the dead, that he was going to be the risen Lord and Savior, and that Easter morning was coming. I hope there's an Easter morning coming for you. I hope that as Christians talk to you about Jesus and as your faith is restored, that your forgiveness will produce great joy in you and that you'll begin to worship the Lord and serve him, and that there won't be a spiritual famine in your life, that you will decide to go to worship, that you will tune in radio programs such as this one, and that you will pray at regular times throughout the day, that you will in every way try to be helpful, and that there will be an occasion in your life where you can show mercy and love and kindness and help somebody. Give them a ride to church if they need a ride. Bring some food to them if they need someone to do their shopping for them. Take them to the doctor if they have no transportation and they need to get help. Do something to prevent the famines that exist around you and to show Jesus Christ is the lover of the world who died to take people's sins away and who wants to give you the gift of eternal life. Jesus has prepared a place for you in heaven. He wants you to live with him without end. He wants to give you the gift of life eternal, the certainty that you have the gift of salvation eternally.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. .org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.